convinced to our core that we're doing, we do, and what we do and what we read is really true and really worth living for. And it's just another Sunday. Or they hope that today God will do something to convince them that He's real. Because they have tried, they're really tired of just playing church. They're tired of just going through the motions. They're tired of just sitting here. Like maybe in the back of their mind, they've got it figured out because, and maybe they really don't have it figured out because quite frankly, sometimes I feel like that it's just not worth all the work that goes into it. Maybe they know what the Bible says that they have heard their whole life, like many of us have. But it's not really part of who they are. They can just take it or leave it. Maybe they want to believe it, but they really are struggling with it. I'll say, God help me this morning because I've been there. And maybe you have been there too. I grew up hearing all the stories from the Bible. I have heard many, many sermons preached. I have read about Jesus. I've went through all sorts of religious rituals hoping that I would find God in all of it. Hoping that I would see some kind of miraculous change. But I continued going through the motions for most of my life just hoping that God would reveal Himself in a real way to me. But I can guarantee you there's lots of people like that right now. And maybe you're one of them here this morning. Maybe that's you today. Maybe someone is here today wondering just what kind of difference this whole Jesus thing should make in our lives, or if it's just a big waste of time. If that's you, I want to invite you to open your hearts today as we look at some passages in the Scripture that I think you'll identify with, I hope, this morning. And for those of you who may not be struggling with it, that let me invite you to rejoice in what God can do in your life and the people around you. This morning I want to share with you about two guys who are taking a walk. And they're talking about what's been happening in their lives over the last few days. The arrest, the trial, the crucifixion, and now the body of Jesus is not where it was supposed to be. It's not where it was buried. And while it doesn't say all that they were discussing, I can't help but wonder if maybe they were asking the same kinds of questions that we do at times. Is God real? Is this religion and Jesus stuff real? And does it really matter given everything that's just happened? I can imagine the conversation that they were having. And if you'll turn with me this morning to the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. If not, I think we have it on the screen here. But I want you to read along with me if you have your Bibles. Read along with me. Open up your hearts this morning. Clear your minds of all the stuff outside this church that goes on in your life. And let's just listen to what the Scripture tells us today. It's now the same day two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus Himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing Him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priest and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hope that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter in his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning with us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem, and there they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Then the two told what had happened." I love that, right? Amen. These guys were Israelites who had grown up their whole lives listening to the rabbis speak of Moses and the prophets every week in the synagogues. Then at some point they met this guy who they thought was going to change everything and started following Jesus. We don't know how close they were to him, but for some reason they saw hope in Jesus for themselves and for Israel. And now it was all crashing down around them and about the death of Jesus. You know, but a personal experience with Jesus changed everything for them. And let me tell you this morning, a personal experience with Jesus will change everything in your life. For the first time, the truth came alive in their hearts, and their hearts burned because of it. And all the religious teachings that they had received growing up finally made sense, and they listened to Jesus bring it all together. You know, what I really want to point out this morning is a connection between verses 27 and 32. There in verse 27 it says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." And then there again in 32 it says, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" You know, this connection here is that here in both verses is that it's Jesus and the scriptures. Listen to me this morning. He shows them that he is the fulfillment of everything that they had heard growing up. So, you know, here's what I want you to take home with you today is when we allow Jesus to reveal Himself to us, when we allow Him to reveal Himself to us in the Scriptures, our lives are changed. The lives of these guys were changed when they saw that all their religious training and education came together in Christ and that He wasn't dead, but He was alive. Jesus is alive today. And He speaks to us through the Scriptures. You know, for many people, the Bible is just an obscured religious book. But when we look at the Bible, not as an obscure religious book, but as God's attempt to reach out to us, you know, we can live a life that has meaning and significance. You know, on this earth, you know, it's hard here. It really is. There's difficult times that we go through, not only emotionally, physically, but also spiritually. We struggle at times. But when we open up the Scriptures, Jesus speaks to us and He says, guess what? I went through all this for you. I went through all this for you. And now, if you believe in Me, you can spend eternity in heaven when you die. The Scriptures can come alive. Folks, I can tell you that when I finally started seeing the Bible for what it really is, God's Word to me, my life started to take real meaning. And I've never been the same since. Gone was the emptiness of ritual religion. It's not just going through the motions. Gone was the feeling that God couldn't care for me anymore or anyone else. Gone was the fear that I'd never measure up right with God. And God has the same thing in store for every one of us. Every one of us here this morning. You know what makes the Scripture come alive? Is Jesus. It's Jesus living in us, speaking to us, through the Holy Spirit in His Word. Have you ever felt that way when you've read the Scripture? Has it ever really just come off the pages because it's alive? When you read it, the Scriptures come alive. When we realize that Jesus isn't just some nice religious guy, but rather God Himself who cares so much about each person here. He was willing to die for you and I. He went to the cross for you and I. If you want to get past empty religion, if you want to get past wondering if God is real and if He really cares about you, let me tell you, Jesus wants that for you. He wants that for you, and even more, I think He even wants it more than you do. He says, let me reveal Myself to you through My Word. For those who have maybe hit a desert walk in their life, and you've lost your freshness and vitality, Jesus says the same thing to you. Let me reveal Myself anew to you today through My Word. And for those of you that are here this morning that are in the midst of great fellowship with Jesus right now, and maybe your spiritual life is going great, Jesus says the same thing. Continue. Continue to let Me reveal Myself through My Word to you. You know, if you look over at the end of Luke in chapter 24, verse 45, it says, then He opened their minds so they could understand the Scripture. Listen, Jesus will open up your minds so that you can understand the Scripture. You know, here's what I think most people fall short in trying to get something from the Bible. They don't ask Jesus to help them. We got to ask Jesus to help us understand the Scripture. He wants to help us, all of us, no matter how long we believed in Him or how short a time that we believed in Him, He wants to help you. You know, I want to make a challenge this morning. I want, for the next 4 months, I challenge you to read the four Gospels and really learn and discover Jesus. That's not a big challenge. There's only 89 chapters. There's only 3,779 verses to read. That's not a big deal, is it? You got 120 days to do that, and guess what? It only takes you reading 31.49 verses a day to make that happen. And let me tell you, 31 verses doesn't take that long to read. But you can accomplish that if you read 31 verses, 31.4, now 39 and a half verses now, every day for 4 months, you'll have read the four Gospels. That's not so bad, is it? And you'll have accomplished 89 chapters, 3,779 verses. Amen? That's a great accomplishment, isn't it? Amen? So I pray that Jesus this morning will, when you do that, I pray that He'll open up to you and reveal to you what He wants in your life. He will help you understand the Scriptures because that's what He wants. When that happens, Jesus will come alive in the pages of the Bible, and you'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. You'll be like the guys walking down the road with Jesus. Your life will be impacted and changed forever. I remember when I got saved, my life was impacted and changed forever. Why? Because I met Jesus that day. I had an experience with the Father in heaven, and my life was changed forever. Let's be a people this morning that burn in our hearts for Jesus. Amen? Does your heart not burn whenever you hear the Scriptures or hear the Word of God? We don't just possess the truth. We allow the truth to live in us and transform us. The truth of the Scripture doesn't, it doesn't do much good if you don't allow the change to happen. The message of Jesus isn't just forgiveness of sin and a home in heaven, although that's good enough for me. But the message of Jesus includes the fact that He changes lives. He changes people. The Bible says that if Christ is in us, then we are a new person. We're a new creation. Old things have passed away and something new is happening. That happens when we allow Jesus into our lives. And folks, for me, that was extremely good news to me. I needed a new life, and he's not done transforming me yet, for sure. I got a long way to go. But I know that one day, I'll see Him face to face. Face to face, and I'll know then. Amen?
Amen.
So how about you this morning? How about you this morning? I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been going to church, whether it was for 50 years or whether it was for 4 days or 4 minutes. Has God revealed Himself to you in such a way? Has Jesus opened your eyes up so that you can really see Him? Has He changed your life? Is He transforming you into who He wants you to be? Jesus died to pay the penalty of our sins and the penalty we deserve to pay. He rose that we could have victory over death and the grave. That's victory is something to shout about. Victory is something to be excited about, something to cheer. When a basketball team wins, they don't just say, we won. See you next time. Man, I tell you what, some of them go nuts, don't they? I mean, they're tearing the goalposts down on the football fields, breaking the rims over. I mean, they go crazy when they win. Guess what? We win. If you believe in Jesus, He rose that we could have victory over death and the grave. But as true as that is, the fact remains that not everyone will gain the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. Only those who respond to the invitation of Christ. Only those who respond to the invitation of Christ will be able to know that their sins are forgiven and that they have a home in heaven. Man, I know in my heart. I know in my being. Nobody has to remind me that I'm saved. I know because Jesus has forgiven me. He's changed me into somebody that He wants me to be, and He continues to do that. And nobody can tell me any different. I know that I'm saved today because I have victory over death because of what Christ did. Amen? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. What a wonderful testimony today. And I know there's many others out there. We need to share our testimony with everyone that we meet because Jesus has done a great thing. He's done a great work within us. Oh, you know, the invitation is to put your trust in Jesus and what He did for you by dying and rising again on the third day. That is the message that Paul preached. That is the message he said, you continue to preach that message. That's the message. Don't change it. There's nothing different. There's nothing new. It is that message that I preach from the beginning. I don't care how many times you've heard an invitation. Hearing it doesn't get you to heaven. It's responding to it that does. Amen? Amen. This is what the world needs to hear today. Let me tell you, I don't care if... Do you need Jesus in your life today? Have you experienced Him in a mighty way today? Maybe it's been a long time since you've felt Him move in your heart. I'm telling you, He wants to move in your life, and it doesn't matter how long you've been saved, or if you've even been saved, today can be that day. We need to be a church that's on fire for Christ. We need to be a church that is burning in our hearts for Him. This world needs to see a church on fire. And let me tell you, it doesn't take a very big fire and the whole community will be out looking for it. People will drive for miles to go see the big fire. If this church could ever just get on fire for Christ, the whole world would see it. Amen? I believe that. We can't ignore the fact that Jesus wants to have that relationship with you today. Don't ignore that today. Don't leave here without Christ in your life. I'm asking you to come this morning and pray. If you're not able to, pray right where you're at. Ask Jesus into your life today. Ask Him to give you a new spirit. Ask Him to set you on fire today. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, let us learn from it. Let us be encouraged by your word. Lord, I pray that let us not leave here today without a burning in our hearts for you. Lord, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about the music. It's not about this building. It's all about you. And so, Lord, let us just worship you today. Let us praise you and glorify you. Lord, I praise you in every bit of my being.
Amen.
Lord, let us leave here better than we came. Let us leave here with this burning in our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you this morning.